In the United States, Archbishop Samuel Aquila was installed as the fifth Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Denver. Shortly after the announcement of his appointment, he spoke to Christopher Wells about his feelings about returning to his home diocese.
For me, it's a tremendous gift to be able to return to Denver. I was ordained a priest for Denver in 1976 and served there until 2001 when I was named the coadjutor bishop of Fargo. And I really learned at that time of the love of the Father for me and also what it means to be obedient to the will of the Father in terms of being called to a brand new place that I had only been to once before, and to go to a rural area, to leave everything that one knows, and to leave very good friends that I had made over the 30-some years that I lived in Colorado, and coming to the plains, and certainly to a place that is noted for being much more cold in the wintertime. And so with that, there was a real sense of surrendering to the will of the Father and going to serve. And at the heart of the ministry of the bishop is to be the good shepherd, to be Christ, to be the apostle among the faithful and to truly serve the faithful. And in the almost 11 years that I have been here, I have really grown in love with the faithful of Eastern North Dakota. The people are just wonderful. It's that's certainly the most pro-life state and pro-family in every sense of the word that I have ever encountered anywhere that I have lived. The people here have a very deep faith. They have a deep love for the Lord, a deep love for the land, for creation. And there is a very good and spirit among the people here. There's also a real natural beauty. I thought to myself, I'm really going to miss the mountains, but here the sky seems to go forever. The sunsets are absolutely amazing. And harvest time when the fields are in full bloom and one can see the bounty, whether it's the wheat crops, the sunflowers, the canola. The fields are just amazing in their beauty. And it brings one to God and really helps one to know God. And certainly my deepest desire as an apostle and as a bishop is that the faithful come to know Jesus Christ and they come into personal relationship and intimacy with Jesus. My deepest desire is that they truly enter into the communion of love with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and the communion of love of the Trinity, and knowing that they can have a very personal, particular relationship with each person of the Trinity and that they are unconditionally loved. In their own weaknesses, in their own sin, by the Trinity, who desires only the good and the true for them, and happiness, and the place that one finds that happiness is not in the ways of the world. It is not in the kind of promises that the world gives, but it is really in that commitment to Christ and following Him. And so in my time here and in my ministry with priests, with the laity, I have really tried to help them to